Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Ki Lo Vakol podcast. God willing, this Shabbos will be reading from Parshat Vayakhel. Parshat Vayakhel, as we know, continues the discussion of the construction of the Mishkan. The Parshiot of Terumah and Tetzaveh dealt with the commands to build the Mishkan, the Kelim, the vessels, as well as the physical structure, the Bigdei Kuna, the priestly garb. We broke last week to speak a little bit about Mishkan, but more about Chida Igel, the sin of the golden calf. And now the Parshiot of Vayakhel and Pekudei talk about the Jewish people actually fulfilling those initial commands. Now, Parshat Vayakhel begins with Moshe gathering the Jewish people to discuss the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan. He first reminds the people that Shabbat supersedes the construction. They should not be building the Mishkan on Shabbos, and he goes on to discuss the various materials that will be needed to go forward with the project. Now, Rashi tells us that this kihilah, this congregation, when Moshe brings them all together to make these announcements, it happens on a specific date. Rashi tells us right at the beginning of the parsha, "Vayakel Moshe lemacharat yom hakipurim kishyarad minahar." When did this take place? When did he congregate all these people to begin this project? It was specifically the day after Yom Kippur, the day after he had come down from the mountain. Let's remember really, really quickly. What's the timeline here? The Jewish people, they accept the Torah on the 6th of Sivan. They then, unfortunately, sin with the golden calf about 40 days later. Moshe breaks the Luchot on the 17th of Tammuz. He goes back up the mountain in order to secure a kapara, secure atonement for the mistake, the chait of the Igel, of the worshiping of the golden calf. And he comes down on Yom Kippur to present the Jewish people with a new set of Luchot, securing atonement for the Jewish people, which is why, likely, one of the reasons that we commemorate Yom Kippur as a day of atonement and forgiveness, because that was the first time the Jewish people were forgiven, at least partly, for the sin of the Egel HaZahav. So says Rashi, this is taking place, this congregation is taking place specifically the day after Yom Kippur, the day after they received the second Luchot. Now, if you look in the Sefer Olalot Ephraim, who is famous, probably more famous for his work known as the Kli Yakar, he notes the novelty of all the Jews coming together on the day after Yom Kippur. So the Olot Ephraim is in Chelek Bet Ma'amar Kufpei, and if you want, you could see similarly in the Kli Yakar itself in Vayikra Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Lamed. But the Olot Ephraim tells us something interesting. He says, "Sheyesh baze remez ala shalom shebein Yisrael b'Yom Kippur." He says, this idea that they're being gathered together, as Rashi tells us, the day after Yom Kippur, it reminds us of the shalom, of the peace and the harmony that exists among the Jewish people on Yom Kippur. But he says, "Uvenoeg sheba olam." He says, the way things typically work out, it should be Yom Kippur mivakshim mechila zamizeh. What takes place on Yom Kippur? We all get along. We all ask each other for forgiveness. We forgive each other. We make sure that we're on good standing. We want to make sure that we're getting along when we ask Hashem for forgiveness, 100%. But what happens after that? Umiyad l'macharat Yom Kippur, and then immediately after Yom Kippur is over, unfortunately, heim chozrim l'suram. What do? Unfortunately, we go back to the way it was beforehand. Vasina bimkoma omedet, and any hatred lo aleinu, which existed among Jewish people, it goes right back to where it was. We were on our best behavior leading up to Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur proper, of course, 100%. But the next day, once it's over, hasina bimkoma omedet, the hatred unfortunately continues to exist. Al kain, therefore, hikilam Moshe gam lemacharat Yom Kippur, shiyu baguda achat kol yimod hashana. That's why Moshe made sure that he wanted to congregate the Jewish people the day after Yom Kippur in order that they could be Ba'aguda Achat, they could be one cohesive unit, and they could take that with them throughout the entire year. Yom Kippur, as we know, it's a day where all the Jewish people, they're on their best behavior. We're contrite and we're apologetic, we're understanding and we're forgiving, but it's the very next day that unfortunately those bad habits, they come back. And once again, we're petty and we're judgmental, we're mean and we're spiteful, and that's typically how it works. That's the Noheg Sheba Olam. That's typically how it goes. But it wasn't the case here. Moshe was very, very careful. The day after Yom Kippur in the Midbar, all of Bnei Yisrael came together as one in order to build the Mishkan. Moshe made sure, specifically the next day, the day after Yom Kippur, let's come together in order to work toward the construction of the Mishkan. They took their improvements, so to speak, from Yom Kippur. They were on their best behavior, as we are every single year, but they extended them into the year. That was the goal of Moshe congregating all of them together the day after Yom Kippur. Now, you may say to me, wow, that's a beautiful idea. It seems like more of a Yom Kippur Dvar Torah, more of like maybe a Sukkot speech. But the lesson actually feels pretty relevant today, because fortunately, maybe unfortunately, we're very good at coming together in times that are of a more somber nature, let's say. So it's true, of course, of Yom Kippur, but we know that it's also true of tragedies, lo aleinu. When Jewish people are feeling difficult challenges, when they're dealing with all sorts of struggles, we know that we are very good at coming together during those difficult periods of time. It was also true during, think about the social distancing that the isolation that we felt due to the coronavirus, right? The Jewish community banded together, even though physically they had to be apart, somehow they managed to be united to some extent, whether it was through Zoom or whatever it was incredibly breathtaking and inspiring. It was a difficult time. So on Yom Kippur, tragedies, lo aleinu, COVID, whatever it is, we're very good at coming together. And of course, we saw this in the immediate aftermath of October 7th, the Jewish community worldwide. We've demonstrated an extraordinary sense of achdut. It's been unbelievable. And in these challenging times, Jews across the globe, we've come together. We've set aside differences. We've stood as one in the face of adversity. Jews from all backgrounds, from all affiliations, from whatever movement and from whatever group, we've rallied together to daven, to donate, to volunteer, to advocate for Israel and for one another. And we've seen that it's entirely possible, and we're very, very good at this. We've seen how our shared values and our destiny can at times transcend any differences, any divisions that may exist among us. We have felt and we have seen and we've experienced that achdut, that being of one people with one heart, ki ish echad b'lev echad, and it's a testament to the resilience and the strength of the Jewish people, 100%. And it's been a beacon of hope, and it's been a source of comfort, and it's been a powerful demonstration of the indomitable spirit of Klal Yisrael. But that's all on Yom Kippur. That's when we need to be on our best behavior. So as we celebrate this remarkable, remarkable achdus that we've seen and that we've experienced and hopefully we'll hold on to, we have to acknowledge the challenge of maintaining it once that immediate crisis subsides. Once Yom Kippur is over, once we have a bite of that bagel, all of a sudden things start to change. The true test of this achdus, of this unity, lies not only in times of adversity, not only in times of difficulty, not only on Yom Kippur, but in our ability to sustain it in times of calm, in times of prosperity, in times of good. When Yom Kippur is over the next day, are we still showing that love? Are we still showing that peace? Do we still have that harmony one among the other? The real test comes the day after Yom Kippur. Are we going to stick together? Are we going to gather together to continue to build on top of what we had on Yom Kippur? Or, God forbid, are we going to backslide into a fragmented community? We have to make sure that we're striving at all times to carry forward the spirit of Achdus beyond these moments of crisis, lo aleinu. We have to make sure that we're trying as best we can to be understanding, to be empathetic, to collaborate within our communities, even when it's not a time of difficulty, even when it's not somber, lo aleinu, even if hopefully, there are no tragedies, and hopefully there will not be any tragedies. We don't need to wait for a crisis to bring us together. And we don't have to say, all right, now that the crisis is over, we're going to move on. Instead, we have to make sure that we're always trying to foster a sense of connection, of mutual responsibility, of achdus at all times. So please God, may we continue to show that achdus, to experience that achdus, to personify it as best we can, to stand together, to support one another, and to build a brighter future for generations to come. Brighter futures of not only Jewish communities in Medinat Yisrael, but throughout the entire world. Our strength and our survival depend on our ability to be a kehilah, both locally and globally, to be a united and cohesive community. The choice is ours to make. That is our challenge, and that has to be our goal. Moshe knows the day after Yom Kippur is always difficult. Many conversations have been taking place. What will be the day after? When all this goes away, when the hostages, God willing, return safely, and there's happiness, and there's health, and there's a meaningful and lasting peace, what do the Jewish people look like? We know what it looked like, unfortunately, leading up to October 7th. What will it look like the day after? Make sure that we take this lesson to heart, that Moshe specifically says the day after Yom Kippur, let's make sure we come together so that we could take it throughout the entire year. And not only throughout the entire year, but really for all generations to come. Let's make sure that we always, always, always hold on to this achdut. Shabbat shalom.